Part 1, Hyperlean's Health Protocol by Chad Michael Hypervegan Greenwood. Health is a lifestyle, not a diet. Align yourself with nature to receive its blessings. First edition, last revised, 2024, March 7th. Chapter 1, Disclaimer. The author is providing this information free of charge with no warranty and cannot be held responsible for individuals making their own decisions. It's possible some things may not work for everyone. You're encouraged to do additional research and build a plan of action that you feel confident in before implementing any changes into your lifestyle. Chapter 2, Other Formats. This book and all of its formats can be found at hyperlean.com/health. Part 2, Introduction. Howdy folks, Chad here. I'm going to try to cover my health protocol as quickly as possible, even though I could probably go on for hours on each of the six topics. So let's get into it. Please keep in mind that all I did was collect the information from various sources. I don't own it, did not invent it, and you can do what you want with it. This is my unique blend after 10 years of aggregation, testing, and enhancing. Chapter 1. Preamble. Why listen? The saying, seek advice from those achieving the results you desire, really resonated with me when I heard it during my original transition. So here's more about my results so that you can gauge whether you'd like to continue listening. Section 1. Superhuman powers. When I first started the lifestyle, I fixed headaches, seasonal allergies, and digestive issues, which I had almost all my life beforehand. I also had mental and emotional healing from depression and anxiety type issues like panic attacks, lethargy, and lack of motivation. I don't get sick, and have not had any colds, flu, fevers, COVIDs, etc. since before May 2014 when I started this lifestyle. This is not due to sanitation. I don't use soap. It's also not due to avoiding cooties. My last partner had COVID at least 3 times, each for a lengthy duration, and I still shared food, drinks, kisses, a bed, and any other normal things with her. I don't get sore. My muscles can still get fatigued, but it's nothing like the lactic acid pain of the past. I keep my glycogen stores high. Lymph pumps and hydration help keep the body limber and fresh. This allows me to run when I want or need to without any fear of sprains, strains, etc., assuming that I have not been lethargic recently. I also healed my senses. My eyesight got better, and my hearing and smelling got drastically better, to the point that people used to joke about me being able to hear a paperclip drop across a cube farm. The joke came from me guessing what song someone 2 desks away was listening to in his soundproof headphones, without his neighbors even knowing he had music on. Section 2. Some things don't change. I can still get injured. Luckily, inflammation is nowhere like before. I get little to no redness or swelling. Injuries heal quickly. Mosquito bites don't even swell and barely itch if I completely avoid restaurant-type food due to the oils and salt. I can also be poisoned from consuming toxins and irritants, but they're easy to cleanse out based on the water, exercise, and environment pillars. Even when I've had things like unripe barrel cactus fruit, I was able to clear it out within a day and be back to normal. Section 3. Medications and illnesses. It's not just me, though. I've helped other people get better. Some have stuck to it well enough to get off all their medications. A friend who's had liver issues since childhood and been through many treatments even got to reduce his medications after taking the dietary advice. And just to be clear, I am not a pharmaceutical doctor and cannot help with your prescriptions. My advice would be to let your doctor know that you're trying lifestyle changes and would like to be tested in a few weeks to see whether you can reduce any dosages. I cannot be involved in this process. If your doctor does not listen or is not receptive to healing via lifestyle, it'd be best to seek a second opinion. Speaking of doctors, this type of lifestyle has been shown to prevent and reverse most of the mainstream ailments people have. Things such as heart disease, diabetes, cancer, etc. Most of the reasons for these are toxins in the diet which are not properly expelled. This lifestyle both prevents the toxins from coming in, as well as flushes out any which have been inadvertently stored in the body. The lifestyle also handles any toxins which people consider contagions. I have not had any need for a dentist or doctor since making these changes. On the topic of cancer, it's important to understand that our bodies create cancer cells on a daily basis. The immune system is tasked with destroying these cells. If the immune or lymph systems are overstressed from the amount of irritants and toxins being taken in, then the cancer cells can proliferate. Supercharging your health allows cancer to be destroyed without ever even knowing it existed. And it's estimated that people have 3 to 4 large battles with cancer during their life and don't even know it. This is not to say a biopsy is not important if a large mass is already formed. That decision is up to you. Part 3, getting into it. All the topics require consistency to achieve maximum results. No exceptions. Failing on one can cause failures in others too. Imagine your health as a structure, like a temple. Each of the 6 protocols are like a pillar or column. Don't let your temple crumble. The first 4 subjects are physical internal: food, water, sleep, and exercise. These are like the 4 corner pillars of the temple. Taking care of them helps provide the framework for the last 2 center pillars, environment and outlook, which can be seen as physical external and non-physical internal, respectively. You can imagine them as holding the center of the temple's vaulted roof, or environment could be the floor, and outlook is an altar or maybe a grand statue of self. Chapter 1, Diet. Food. This section is the largest, simply because there are so many misconceptions in today's common knowledge. It's really rather easy. Section 1, what to eat. Whole foods like you could get in nature. Packaged food should have only a single ingredient, such as organic dried mangoes, organic white jasmine rice, or organic ground black pepper. Pre-cut food is fine, as long as it's not days old or obviously already oxidized. And canned food can be okay too, but fresh or homemade is ideal. High-carb, low-fat vegan with a focus on getting plenty of calories. Sweet fruits and rice are good staples. Have a broad array of foods to rely on. Keeping up with seasonal foods can be fun. This is not a mainstream vegan diet with fake meats and cheeses. Those products are processed food and should be considered harmful to health. This is why whole foods was listed as point number 1. The macronutrient ratio on a website like chronometer.com should be set to 80-10-10, and choose the calorie needs to be where you want your future activity levels to be, not your current level. Macronutrient ratio mostly only matters at the week level. Getting enough calories definitely matters daily. What you eat today is your energy for tomorrow. Small discrepancies are okay, but too many will break the consistency. For example, a single 60-30-10 day will not hurt if all your other days are 95-5. Some may argue against 80-10-10 or veganism in general and say it's protein deficient. As long as you don't starve yourself, you'll be able to prove them wrong. Starvation is the only true protein deficient diet. Greens and veggies are important, but don't stress on them if you fall a little behind. Get your calories first, and then you'll have energy to use for supplementing and more nutrition-dense foods. If eating a lot of white rice or similar, then be sure to plan high-fiber meals, like an all-fruit breakfast, or add fiber-rich ingredients like quinoa or beans to your rice. Simple, simple, simple. Food combining is a complex topic, but try to eat raw foods first, then cooked. Mono meals are ideal. Try to keep dishes at 5 to 10 ingredients or less. That number includes each of the salts, seasonings, and toppings. Raw foods can be much more nutritious than cooked foods, and when a fruitarian diet is done correctly, it can even provide your hydration needs. The best I've ever felt in my life was as a fruitarian, also known as a high-carb, low-fat, raw vegan. This is what I did for 3 months when I initially healed myself. My body felt like pure electricity. I had an energy abundance which was indescribable. Living as a fruitarian in the corporate world can be difficult, but some do manage. This is what led me to eventually adding cooked foods. I still have many of the benefits, but the out-of-this-world energy levels are still something I hope to revisit. Eden fruitarianism is a great research topic. Avoid known irritants. Many people have issues with alliums, such as onion and garlic, due to their neurotoxins. They also cause stinky body odor. Nightshades, most nuts and seeds, and some fruits like guava also don't agree with me personally, and you may have your own sensitivities which I am able to handle fine and cannot advise on. Organic food should be preferred over traditional unless you are sure the produce has not been sprayed with pesticides or grown in unclean, polluted, or otherwise poorly managed soil. Locally grown food, even if not certified organic, can be an excellent source if the farmers understand natural growing methods. Absolutely avoid alcohol. It is nicknamed liquid cancer in certain health communities. It destroys many types of cells, including red blood cells, which directly correlate with athletic performance. If you would like the benefits of red wine, try making grape juice. Avoid stimulants such as caffeine if looking to heal. They should not be necessary in this abundant lifestyle. Waking up in the morning will be a breeze. Grogginess is a thing of the past. A free and short color picture book by Dr. John McDougall has a really good explanation of each food group. The warning about fruit is geared towards diabetics. Fruit is excellent and preferably the top choice for those who can handle it. It also covers exercise and other activities similar to this lifestyle. I would wholeheartedly approve of anyone aligning their lifestyle with McDougall's recommendations. On his website, the link is drmcdougall.com/education/information/CPB. And if you'd like to access a backup from my website, it's at hyperlink.com/files/media/documents/mcdougallcpb.pdf. Switching to plants from high-calorie animal products requires eating more volume than you may be used to in order to get enough energy. Cravings usually come from a lack of calories. It also may take time for your stomach to expand. A method to help with this is covered under hydration. My elevator speech advice to a person on blood medications was to eat large fruit breakfasts, including smoothies on the go, then rice and beans for the rest of the day, and that it does not have to be religious. He followed this consistently while also eating at barbecues every few weekends, and was still able to get off the prescriptions. I don't endorse eating at non-vegan barbecues, but it shows how powerful diet alone can be. It also helps to slowly change your diet, replacing one staple at a time with a high-calorie plant alternative. This helps to take the edge off of detoxification processes. Maybe change one item per week. Detox can feel like headaches and other symptoms, which can be confusing. If you've changed your diet drastically, started adding in lots of fresh juice, done any fasts, etc., then these can be expected for a few days until the body flushes out the toxins which were stored previously. Section 2. How to eat. Supplements. Ideally, all nutrition comes from food. B12 is the only exception. If you're not foraging frequently or drinking natural water, then taking some methylcobalamin every few days or weeks is not a bad idea. Athletes will need more than others. Dropping a dissolvable tablet in your water bottle is an easy way to make up for that. Add an extra teaspoon of Soul Water and you have a super cheap sports drink. If people tell you that you need to take omega-3s, vitamin K, or any other nutrient that they say vegans are deficient in, be sure to gauge their health and see if you want to end up like them or like other role models. Most supplements are missing the coenzymes needed to process the nutrient properly. They are not whole foods. They are definitely processed foods. Some have even proposed that taking such nutrients at the concentrated levels they are sold at can be harmful to health. Chewing. Mixing saliva with your food is the first step to digestion. Pulverize it thoroughly or it will not digest completely. Be willing to be the last one finished eating. Juice also needs to be chewed by swishing it around for the average length of a chewing session. Juicing. Juicing is acceptable and actually encouraged if you enjoy it. What's important is that the food was whole when it was processed. Buying juice locally can be okay if it's made by a trusted source or at least not pasteurized. Ask if they use a slow masticating or press juicer. Shelf-bought juice is basically processed food. Juice concentrates with factory ingredients added and should be avoided unless in a pinch for calories. Even avid juicers like John Kohler will say that your mouth is the best juicer possible, meaning if you have the time, eat your food. Otherwise, juicing can be the best way to get a ton of nutrition in a relatively quick way. Slow juicers are preferable due to the lack of oxidation. I have used an Omega Vert since 2014, and I have friends who swear by the new Nama J2, which even cuts the produce for you in a hopper system. Seasonings. If you enjoy the flavor of a food, try eating it without any spices or other alterations. Added salt should be kept under 1,000 milligrams per day. Be careful with soy sauce, it has a lot. Oral hygiene. Wait 2 to 3 hours after eating to brush your teeth. Otherwise, the enamel is softened and can be eroded. For this reason, I usually brush mine in the morning and not at night. I do not use toothpaste, but will sometimes try non-alcoholic mouthwashes. I have experimented with activated charcoal and other products, but I do not feel I need them. I brush simply to remove the sticky coating of restaurant oils, which collect sugars when I eat my fruit meals. Do not drink hot or cold liquids while eating food of the opposite temperature. It can cause micro cracks, which eventually lead to other issues. Flossing is something that I definitely do regularly, whereas my brushing is done more as needed. Swish your mouth with water after a meal to rinse out any remaining food, but don't drink much on top of food. It can cause stomach aches. Chapter 2. Hydration. Water. This is the easiest thing for people to get right, and many people seem pretty close already. A liter upon waking, before each meal, and before bed. Also as needed during exercise. Aim to be peeing clear throughout the day. Waking up to pee once or twice during the night is a good sign. If doing everything right, it should be possible to fall back asleep quickly. Keep a bucket or bottle near the bed if you'd prefer not to walk to a bathroom. Clear pee can have a straw tint as long as it's not dark or cloudy. Preferably, there is little color. Try looking up a urine chart. Water should be from a clean source, not city tap water. Reverse osmosis and distillation are reliable methods. Well water can be great depending on where you live. Getting it tested is a safe and recommended idea. If you don't already know, water fluoridation, chlorination, and other processes done to tap water are unnatural and can lead to poor health. It can be drank if it's all that's available, otherwise plan ahead with your own bottles to avoid it. Homemade water should have minerals added back in, such as a teaspoon of soul water per glass or bottle, so that the purified water does not strip the body of nutrients. Soul water is made from adding one part salt to three or four parts water. Shake and let it sit for a day. Use a salt you trust, such as clean-tasting pink Himalayan. Only water is water. Do not use teas, juices, or other flavored beverages for hydration. Yes, they may help in a pinch, but otherwise should be treated as dietary snacks or supplements. Drinking a full liter at a time will help stretch the stomach. Spread it across a few minutes if uncomfortable. Then over time, it becomes easier to do. Overhydration is real. Try not to exceed 1 liter of water per hour unless you know what you're doing. Drinking water during or after a meal should not be necessary unless you need to rinse your mouth. You have something in your throat, or the food is somehow too dry to swallow. And in the last case, you should ask yourself why you're eating it. Chapter 3. Rest. Sleep. Would you like to wake up feeling energetic without any type of coffee or tea? Consistent bedtimes. It can be a literal time on the clock, but sunset works best biologically. No electronic screens after sunset, or at least within 30 minutes to an hour before you plan to get in bed. Use dark-themed apps and run an app for blue light filtration, also known as redshift, also known as nightlight. If you're having issues falling asleep, diabetes reversing doctor Neil Bernard recommends having a small carbohydrate snack, such as a few pieces of bread with nothing on them. I do that, or sometimes drink a little maple syrup. Keep a window cracked at night so that fresh air can get inside. This is something I did even in the heat of summer or chill of winter. I now prefer to sleep outdoors entirely. It is best not to wake up to an alarm in the morning. An emergency alarm set at the last possible time you can wake is acceptable, as long as you plan to go to bed to wake up in advance of that time. There are, of course, exceptions to this, such as needing to wake up at a time you'd normally be sleeping. But in that case, it would also be important to analyze why health-harming activities are purposefully being planned. I do not use a pillow, and it resolved most of my neck, shoulder, and back pains. I did this on my own, though, after giving up on a pillow and not buying another. I'm a side sleeper, too, and do not rest on my arm, hair, hands, etc. My head and face is on the same surface and same level as my shoulder. I'm unsure if this would help others, as I have not met anyone who's tried. I also find that firm surfaces give me a greater feeling of rest in the morning. My favorite mattress ever was a piece of OSB plywood with two single folded comforters on top as a cushion. A camping pad on a hard surface is also excellent. Insulation boards may work well too. Each of these are much cheaper and more natural feeling than mattresses. Chapter 4. Activity. Exercise. Get out and move. Lymph pumps are done by moving like you mean it for at least 25 to 30 minutes daily. Not a slow dog walk. Put it up a gear or two from that to a pace which can make you sweat. But you also don't need to be lunging or acting like a crazy speed walker. No stopping and smelling the flowers. This is for activating certain body processes. If you stop or significantly slow down, then reset your timer. I know I've hit my mark when my internal oven kicks in and I can take my gloves off even if it's cold out. Challenge yourself weekly. something you know you can do, but it still takes some additional effort. This can look like an extended hike with elevation, going an extra set during a workout, jogging instead of walking, running instead of jogging, setting a personal best cycling segment, etc. If you're an athlete or would like to become one, it also helps to have a recovery day once a week, as well as doing every fourth week as a rest week where you keep your heart rate lower than usual. This allows the body to synthesize and heal rather than get worn out. You may find that after you rest, you feel better, faster, stronger than before you stopped. Chapter 5. Surroundings. Environment. Clean, tidy, and pleasant to look at, your immediate area is critical to having peace of mind and feeling safe. Spend time in nature at least once a week for a few hours, away from pollution, electronics, unnatural noises, etc. Limit artificial substances such as soaps, shampoos, sanitizers, antibiotics, candles, sprays, glues, paints, pesticides, dioxins from burning trash, etc. Instead, use elbow grease, a hand towel, and some water for most situations. Baking soda or Castile soaps like Dr. Bronner's are okay when something better is needed. Scent homes with essential oil diffusers. If using incense, leave windows open and be sure you know what the ingredients are. Otherwise, use sage leaves or other natural products. If you live somewhere excessively polluted, your best bet is to move, not trying to fix your environment, especially if it's someone else causing the harm. This is not easy advice, but your health and any dependents you take with you will be thankful in the long run. Mental toxins exist as well. This includes media such as mainstream news, mindless television shows, music with poor messages, movies which push subjective morality, negative friends, family, or coworkers, any social media addictions, etc. Grounding, also called earthing, is spending time barefoot on surfaces conductive with the earth, such as soil, grass, and even cement. Swimming in natural bodies of water also works. The purpose is to trade electrons and bring the body into homeostasis. Grounding sheets exist for mattresses if you'd like to be grounded while you sleep. I wired mine directly to a grounding rod outside of the house rather than plugging it into an outlet. Sun gazing is another practice which helps bring the body into alignment with our environment. It can be a great form of meditation. It's best done during the first and last hour of sunshine when its rays are less harsh. Chapter 6. Positivity. Outlook. This world is abundant and has many pleasures for us to enjoy. Find your life purpose. What would you do if you no longer had to work a job? What sort of job would you do for free? What do you enjoy doing for others? What do you enjoy producing? Think positively. Have an exciting and engaging mindset regarding your future. Think of all the great things you're going to accomplish. Don't identify with your labels, especially ailments. If you identify as diabetic, then that mindset will stick. Try changing the label to healing in progress. This goes for other things such as depressed, slow, unfortunate, and mean. You can choose how you'd like to be at any given point. It may take time to change mental and emotional patterns, but it's definitely possible. Look into shadow work for more insight. It's okay to make mistakes and slide back. Not even I was perfect, but it made learning my lessons even more important. Be able to admit when you're wrong and take ownership of it. Have responsibility for yourself. Seek improvement. And try not to insult or cuss yourself if you have a mishap or failing. Become your own best friend. You should be happy and feel fulfilled doing the things you enjoy without inviting others. Their approval and attention is not required for activating the love you have inside. Take yourself on that trip you've always wanted. Give yourself dinner and a movie. Understand what it feels like to not have to rely on others for your emotional health. Chapter 7. Bonus. Natural law. The great work. This can be seen as the non-physical external component. Unlocking all six pillars brings a unique opportunity. Now that you have mastered your body, surroundings, and mentality, you can help others achieve success in this lifetime as well. This health protocol, combined with the knowledge of natural law, provides both physical and spiritual freedom. Study morality, follow the golden rule, and prosper on the earth. Resources: whatonearthishappening.com and onegreatworknetwork.com. Part 4. Final Notes. Although I feel natural law is the most important knowledge out there, I sincerely think that this health information is the most critical thing anyone can implement in their lives. It can be difficult to concentrate or learn when living a poor lifestyle, and this allows the learning process to function properly. I'd then say that wilderness survival skills are the third most important subject to study. Please also keep this in mind. This is not a religion or any sort of dogma which followed exactly where you go to a place called hell. Yeah, not following certain guidelines can result in a personal hell, but the point is to achieve as many of the guidelines in a long-term consistency. Messing up a few times a month is completely understandable and usually does not break the benefits. Don't allow it to cause harmful mental stress. For example, I only claim to eat a 95% whole foods diet. I do not attach emotionally to avoiding all processed foods in case I want to try a new experience which I've deemed safe for my current health levels. I do, however, maintain a 100% vegan diet so that I am not part of the immoral harm being perpetrated onto other sentient beings. Part 5. Farewell. Alrighty, well, thanks for watching or listening or reading. My channels and contact information can be found on my website listed below. Feel free to leave any comments, questions, or critiques. I'd love it if you shared this information with others as well. I hope you have a wonderful day. Peace out. Chad from hyperling.com. This book is open source and can be found on github.com/hyperling/health protocol. Part 6, Sources. Below are many of the sources I have used when building my health arsenal. I do not claim to trust any of these sources 100%, and some characters may even be considered controversial. I only take what I find to be true and discard any other information. Dr. Neil Bernard wrote the book Dr. Neil Bernard's Program for Reversing Diabetes, and his website is Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, which is abbreviated as PCRM.org. Dr. T. Colin Campbell wrote the book The China Study and has the website nutritionstudies.org. Robert Cheek wrote the book Vegan Bodybuilding and Fitness, has the website veganbodybuilding.com. Drew Rice, who used to have a YouTube channel, but all the content has since been deleted. Dr. Caldwell Esselstein, who wrote the book Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. His website is dresselstein.com. Dr. Doug Graham, who wrote the book The 80-10-10 Diet and has the website foodinsport.com. And that's food, the letter N, sport.com. Dr. Michael Greger, whose website is nutritionfacts.org. Happy Healthy Vegan, whose website is happyhealthyvegan.org. Jesse Tree, whose website is ziapermaculture.com. Harley Johnstone, also known as Durian Rider. Website is durianrider.com and is also associated with 30bananasaday.com. John Kohler, whose websites are okraw.com, growingyourgreens.com, and discountjuicers.com. Callan Riley Lee, the Modern Day Wizard, whose websites are callan.org and moderndaywizards.org. Dan the Man McDonald, the Life Regenerator, whose website is regenerateyourlife.org. Dr. John McDougall, who wrote the book The Starch Solution, and whose website is drmcdougall.com. Mark Passio, whose websites are whatonearthishappening.com and onegreatworknetwork.com. Leanne Ratcliffe, also known as Freely the Banana Girl, whose websites are thebananagirl.com and is also associated with 30bananasaday.com. John Rose, whose videos can be found on Odyssey. Vegan Gains, whose videos can be found on Odyssey. The Eden Fruitarian Couple, whose videos can be found on Odyssey.